was intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now!
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the Sausage. Patty the Pipe. Dave the Wolf.
And we are here.
And we're here. Holy shit. Are we ever here?
We are on the road again. On the road.
All right, give us the service announcement. Come on.
We got a public service announcement here. I want to listen to this. This is very important. Please, do not put gas in a plastic bag. Okay? Just because you think the plastic bag can now identify itself as a gas can, don't make it true. Okay? Listen to that fucking Transportation Secretary Buttigieg. I mean, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Wow, very good.
Then again, here's a guy telling you, you know, who sticks his fucking dick in some other guy's ass. In a non-approved fucking container. Put gas in a plastic bag.
Jesus. Unless you're going to part of your ass.
Certain kind of special people we have out there to do these things.
Yeah, assholes.
I'm still trying to figure it out. When I seen the lady loading, they might be. They very well probably are.
People just get they get paranoid over
what the fuck is wrong with them, though.
I don't know. I mean, first it's the toilet paper, now it's the gas. You know,
calm
down.
Just the smartest thing in the world is your phone.
Ooh, yeah, right. Yeah, well,
that's about it.
You can find things out. Well, yeah, that's I don't know.
Kind of weird.
But
then again, you know.
Cavemen used to be small. Now,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, they beat people over the head.
You, my wife.
Hey, here we are. A little more than 100 days into the Biden presidency. We have a gas crisis. We're not energy independent anymore. We can't protect our own, you know, our actual infrastructure, you know? This would have never happened under Trump. He was still in office.
Evidently, we have to blame him for everything, though, Rich. Don't forget it. Otherwise, you know,
there's no peace in the fucking Middle East now. You got
that's the worst thing right now. That's the worst thing.
That's a disgrace.
That is bad.
And we turning our backs on that shit, you know. And I'm sorry. This is. Well, hopefully the gas crisis is over. Let's hope, you know. Being run by fucking stupid people, you know. Oh, what are we gonna do? Oh, well, let's put people through school and teach them how to be fucking cybersecurity. Yeah. What the fuck good is that going to do us right fucking now?
Zero.
Let's make these people the fucking smartest fucking goddamn cybersecurity people in the world. But it'll be 15 years from now before they're able to do it. If we even have anything left to fucking protect, they'll be able to protect it. What are they going to protect? I mean, shit. I mean, in the future, there'll be people protesting. What did the world have against fucking plants? Now everything is got to eat fucking burgers that are made out of plants. We're getting chickens made out of plants. This is made out of plants. Bottles are made out of. What the fuck did we have against fucking plants? Jesus Christ. Where are all the plant people saying, hey, go make your shit out of something else. Well, don't make it out of plants. Why out of plants? I like plants. I got a great job.
That's it.
Did you hear that fucking, what the hell's the name? The The Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, whatever the fuck her name is, Granholm, whatever. She said, the pipe is the best way to go. you know, Biden killed the fucking Keystone Pipeline on day one. I guess when people said that, he thought they were talking maybe about a crack pipe. It was probably Hunter Biden fucking talking to him, his son, or whatever. Yeah, the pipe's the best way. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. I hope people are really protecting what's really important, like the fucking power grid. You know, that pipeline attack, they got their money. They got their whatever the hell it was, $5 million, whatever the fuck it was. They paid them off. And I'm sure the White House fucking told them, said, oh, well, we're going to let them handle it. This isn't our problem. We want to run everything, but that's your fucking problem. That was probably done by small actors. You know, they got their money. They're happy. Just imagine if a big actor like China could do it with us with just like one EMP.
Yeah. You know,
and they have this technology. If they launch an EMP attack, 90% of Americans would die within a year. So let's stop focusing on this fucking social issues and start concentrating on a much bigger picture before it's too fucking late. Make our infrastructure state and get the fuck out of the way of our prosperity. We can fucking handle that. We can take care of that ourselves. We'll figure it out. Can't you say it? He's being tested right now on all fronts, and he's fucking failing big time. Big time, I think he is. And this is all a little test.
Of course it's a test. This is to see how far they can go and what they can actually get away with.
Exactly.
Not too good right now. He's not doing very well at all.
No. Not at all.
And the country is looking weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
And usually when the country looks weak, it's time for someone to possibly attack us.
Well, you know, they're starting all over the fucking place. I mean, it's through the beginning, you know. I wonder what Palestine did with that, $235 million Joe gave him about a little over a month ago or so.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I think they did with it. I think they gave it to Hamas to buy these fucking missiles.
They're
now firing on Israel.
Yeah, you're probably right.
There's no way that would have fucking happened under fucking Trump. There's no way. So we went from peace to this, you know, in less than 100 days or 100 days.
Yeah.
Hundreds of missiles being shot at our fucking number one ally.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The real sad part is that you have people now in Congress that shouldn't really be there.
No.
The way they're speaking about Israel is unbelievable.
Oh,
and they're getting away with it though. That's even more crazy.
Oh, absolutely. We gotta get rid of these.
They're hateful people.
They're very fucking hateful people. This Talib, Omar, fucking. And then you got just idiots like AOC. She wasn't even a good bartender. Forget about going to college. She doesn't know her asshole from her elbow. I'm sorry. That's stupid. And then you got like, well, Liz Cheney now is, you know, taking out L for number three position in the GOP.
Yeah.
And how does she respond to that? When all this shit happened with the Israel, with the fucking gas crisis, with the border crisis, you know, the rockets fly, all this shit. I'm going to make it my number one focus on keeping Trump out of office because everything was fucking normal when he was fucking there. This is coming from a representative.
Yeah.
From one of the most conservative states in the union, whose constituents overwhelmingly supported Trump and still do. How the fuck does that solve the people who elected her in any way? How does it do anything for them? How does it serve them in any fucking way possible? It just serves her watching there. And maybe she forgot that these same people now that are praising her call her father a fucking goddamn, you know, a war criminal. Him, his company. But no, she forgets about that. Maybe she needs to go on a hunting trip with her fucking father. Get shot in the fucking head or something. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you something. I would bet money that a deal was made for her to come out and do this shit. Well, some type of deal was made where she was promised something if she came out and spoke against Trump.
She was probably promised that her name would be added to the fucking goddamn machine that fucking generates all these fucking false ballots that she'll get reelected. That's the only way I can say it, because the people of Wisconsin are not going to fucking reelect her, and they shouldn't. They should not. And if they are, then if she gets reelected, it's because she was probably added to that fucking printing press that the printer wasn't a fucking. There'll be millions and millions of fucking ballots that are mailed in. We'll send them in a week after the election or whatever. But no, we can't question that something happened. If any time that stupid thing that fucking goddamn Omar said a year or so ago, you know, some people did something report about the tower. Some people did something. People did something that got fucking Donald Trump out of office. That I believe. And God knows who those fucking people are. Some people did something. They did something. Some people did something because the majority of the people did not fucking vote for Biden. I don't believe it. And just questioning it makes you a fucking racist, makes you everything in the world. But somebody that has a little bit, just a little bit of fucking common sense. No, we can't question that. That's okay.
Well, anything that goes against what they believe, you become that racist person. So you got to stay out of that.
Oh, absolutely. You gotta put up with these fucking idiots that they want to thank them. Well, hey, you know. You see some of those fucking mayors speaking of fucking idiots that are people that are running for mayor in New York City?
Yep.
Two of the fucking idiots that were running, what was that? That Sean Donovan? This guy was a former city housing commissioner and Obama's secretary of housing and urban development. He was asked, what do you think is the median price of a home in fucking Brooklyn? You know what he said? He said in the $80,000 to $90,000 range.
He's nuts.
He's only off by about $900,000 because it's very close to $1 million.
Right.
This guy was in charge of housing. The other candidate, he wasn't, but he gets $100,000. Yeah, maybe back in 1981 or something like that, but not now. It's almost $1 million is the median fucking house price in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. Can't believe it. I mean, I remember, the last time I looked at like Zillow or whatever, a house that I used to live in Brooklyn, it wasn't in the greatest fucking neighborhood, I want to say. And it was a row house. It was attached housing. It was row house. It was like railroad rooms. I think that was over $600,000. And that was probably 2 years ago that I looked at it. I can imagine what it is now. But that wasn't a standalone house. It was a patch housing.
Right.
And I think my father paid probably, I think, $12,000 or $13,000 for this house when he bought it in, I guess it was the 60s, somewhere in the 60s when he built that house.
And okay.
We moved out of there in the 70s, so 71, 72, and I'm not sure what he sold it for. I know our house down here in Florida was about $60,000. I think it was $62,000 over in Port St. Lucie. Now, forget it. God knows what the fuck that house is going for now, but they just recently sold it in a, I think it was in a foreclosure sale not too long ago. They even sent me, I got a thing saying, well, we want to help you keep that house. I had a fucking right to back us. My family hasn't owned that house in 30 fucking years. Why the hell would you want to fucking help me keep that house? I fucking, you know, my family gave it up fucking 30 years ago.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Probably should have bought it, but whatever. You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. And now fucking houses down here are going crazy. I mean, the price of the lumber has gone nuts. Inflation.
Well,
it's all
inflation.
So I think it was 4.2% increase on consumer price index. That's the biggest leap since 2008 and the highest since the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, prices are skyrocketing, you know, pushing inflation faster than even predicted.
Well, people are running.
Who would have fucking guessed that? Not me. No, I never fucking. Oh God, I never fucking. I should have fucking said that.
I did.
We were saying that. No shit, asshole.
I did.
Fucking rhetorical question. We were saying that inflation.
I told everybody once the Democrats get in, everything's going to fucking go up because they don't give a shit about the economy. They just give a shit about their own agenda.
Oh, where the fuck were you goddamn a year ago with the fight? That's what we've been fucking saying. Yeah, these people don't listen. It's happening. Hello? Forget it. It's happening. We've fucking been saying that.
You know,
that's what happens when you spend money like it's going out of style.
Right. In 2 weeks, the gender's supposed to go back with the rallies and all that with Trump. So they're gonna start up the station again.
Really?
We gotta do two things, yeah. Folks, okay? First thing, we gotta make radio great again, Donald FM. Then we gotta kill ISIS.
That's it, baby.
Donald FM is coming soon.
Donald FM. Do you think we can get a fucking spot on that station?
Maybe. You never know.
You know, there's like 8 million fucking job openings now out there.
Oh,
no
yeah.
one to fill them. But there's no evidence that getting, that like Biden said, oh, we see no evidence that people are going back to work because they're getting more money from the government. No. About 8 million jobs that are fucking open and these people won't go fuck fill them. How's that? That's evidence. You've got to be a fucking idiot if you can't see that. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know? Oh, there's no indication that's happening. You gotta be blind, you gotta be incompetent to see it with your own eyes. It's stupid.
Well,
inflation is a tax on everybody. I don't give a shit what the fuck. Oh, if you make over $400,000, your taxes ain't going. And he still hasn't even. Now is that a family or per person? But he's always making it sound like it was per person. Now it's per family. So that's only $200,000. So that's a majority of the fucking population. But an inflation is a tax on everybody. I don't give a shit. Everybody's got to pay it. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
No.
I can't wait until their $5 and $6 fucking Starbucks coffee costs $35 fucking dollars. Then maybe they'll fucking goddamn bitch about it. Oh my God, that's too fucking much money. keep printing fucking money, making it fucking as worthless as shit, and that's what's going to happen. And then they'll go to fucking goddamn pouring hot water over fucking dog shit and drinking it, because that'll probably be better and it's cheaper. But this is,
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Well, coffee grinds, man. Fucking who gives a shit? Doesn't have to say Starbucks. Fucking just drink your fucking coffee.
There's always a line around that place. Always a line, especially the one over in Gatlin.
There's another one opening in Tradition. There's one less than a mile away from it, and another one opening. Why are these fucking people buying $5, $6 coffees? Are going to be $10, $15, $20, $25 fucking dollars.
Well,
why don't they start going?
They're opening new ones.
Why don't they start drinking? Why don't they actually start drinking coffee for what it is? Not have these latte, fate, ungats, and goulets.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time I want 3 scoops of caramel mixed with my fucking latte and my ungats.
It's got to be 2% milk.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you wouldn't fucking know if you wouldn't know if a dog shit on your fucking shoes. Don't give me that. Oh, I know the difference. Yeah, you'll know the
bullshit. Bullshit. They know nothing.
Well, I know Starbucks is going to be opening up another kind of brand. They said that's going to serve bagels too now, and bagel sandwiches and
really?
All that. Yeah.
But it's going to be all fucking goddamn. It's like designer shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a designer bagel.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's going
to
be.
But how much are people willing to fucking really pay for this?
Well,
Starbucks fucking coffee or Starbucks fucking water with a little bit of strawberries in it.
That's why Dunkin's just Dunkin' now.
Fucking break.
Dunkin's getting into the same thing now. They're making all those fancy coffees now, too.
Well, these people will pay for it, but will they pay what they're going to have to pay in probably a year or two if shit keeps going?
Well, some of the new coffees I got in Starbucks, they're like $9 now.
Holy shit.
They'll be more like $40. You watch. Somebody will buy them then. Let's hope not. I don't know.
Well, that one they keep advertising, the Edward, that has like about 14 ingredients in it. But one ingredient that's not in it is coffee.
Yeah,
you know, and it's $14.95 for a 16-ounce.
Is that fucking ridiculous? $14.95. I mean, I wouldn't go. First of all, I don't like Starbucks coffee to begin with. If I have a designer, my whole designer coffee would be a fucking latte, basically, which is just espresso and fucking
milk.
And hot milk, basically. It's like a cappuccino. It's very similar. It's no sugar. I don't want any of that shit in it. I don't want any extra.
I don't put any sugar in mine. I'll just have black coffee with a little cream.
I just like black coffee. And you can just pour it through grinds. I don't give a shit. I like flavor.
He likes black coffee like his women.
A fresh vanilla type coffee or a hazelnut coffee. I like a little flavor. That's fine. But I can drink it regular. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I don't put anything in it. So,
but think about this. Forget about the coffee for a minute. Think about how crazy our whole society has gotten. But not just, I mean, with coffee, but think about what people are paying for sneakers.
It's ridiculous.
Okay? A pair of fucking sneakers, $240, $260. Are you kidding me?
You can get gourmet gourmet sneakers are $1,200
now. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well,
people will keep buying that shit. But, hey,
that's the problem, though.
What's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen when you hit the double-digit inflation. And it's on its way, man.
Of course it is.
You can't stimulate the economy. Inflation is fueled by an over-stimulated economy. More, you know, there's nothing You can't have it. You can't just give checks out. Oh, we need to stimulate. No, you don't need to stimulate the economy because it's going to drive inflation. Because now people say, well, I got a little bit of money. I want to go spend it. Oh, well, we don't have that anymore. So it's supply and demand. And then that fuels inflation. The best thing that Biden could have done for this economy was just leave it as it was and stay the fuck out of the way and watch it fucking prosper. Man. We'd be fucking doing great.
Yeah, but the point is they didn't want it to prosper.
I don't.
But they wanted Trump to fail. That was the key. That was the whole key here. So if the economy goes into shit, now they're going to... Listen, I stopped in that cigar place, and I wish you were there because these two guys were complaining so much about Trump. It was unbelievable. The Brass Pipe.
Brass Pipe, they were complaining about.
What a great job. I look at this guy, I'm figuring he's a little bit older than me, and he's smoking a cigar in there, and he says, Biden is the best president we've ever had. All I said was, you must be fucking sick in the head, bud. He started saying something, and I just walked out of the place. I didn't want to get in no fucking fist fight over this.
No, that's where
it was heading at this point. When he's the best president we've ever had, and he's done everything. Trump was no good. He was a liar. He didn't want to show his taxes. And he doesn't have as much money as he said. Oh my God. Meanwhile, a fucking 2x4 went from $2.87 now to $9.78. Come on.
Biden's doing a great job.
Hold on, I gotta say this one. Come on, man. This must be a one horse pony show. Whatever the fuck that means. Go fuck yourself.
It's people like that that are just, there's too many idiots like that. And what kind of a cigar was this asshole smoking?
I don't know. He probably, who the fuck knows what he
probably
was smoking.
It probably had 17 fucking flavors in it. He was, hey. You're used to fucking smoking a cigar that's laced with fucking horse shit because that's all you're going to get when the shit hits the fan and they'll be selling everything.
You know what I don't understand now?
The cigar.
Now the company there, the gas company, has paid these people $5 million. So they set precedent on... If they do this again, we're going to pay.
Yeah, then the government said, well, now we're taking over all of that. And they're going to fucking... It won't be long before there'll be a tax on fucking air.
Yeah.
Garrett fucking to you. They're going to fucking tax you to fucking death. God, man, these people are really that fucking... They're nuts. They're nuts. And even with the fucking vaccine, you gotta have this COVID passport. I think is on its way. You're gonna have one.
Of course.
I was watching even Brian Williams, who at one time I actually trusted and respected when he did the evening news, and then they threw him under the bus. Elaborated a little bit about what he did, like everybody in the fucking world does. But hey, he's gone fucking stark crazy, fucking mad. He said, if you don't get the vaccine, he was talking about Senator Johnson. He's got to be a puppet of Putin. What the fuck does Putin have against the vaccine? He's got to be against the vaccine either. I'm not a puppet of anyone. I'm not planning on getting the fucking vaccine. Johnson fucking, his doctor said that he didn't need it because he had antibodies. He had COVID. He's got more antibodies than the vaccine. So it's actually better that you don't even take the vaccine because you have all these antibodies now. So he didn't take it. But that was his doctor that said that. And he's a puppet of fucking Putin. Give me a fucking break. As a matter of fact, another reason now why I'll never fucking get this vaccine. You know, Michelle Obama came out and said that if you're not vaccinated, you can't hang out with her. If that's not reason enough not to get fucking vaccinated, I don't know what the fuck is, because I never, never want to even be in a position where I would have to spend time with them any fucking way.
Maybe doggy style.
There is no fucking way I'm getting the vaccine, for sure. Yeah.
Come on.
You want to sit down and have dinner with them now? Come on.
Come on. You like black coffee, don't you?
I don't want to sit down with that bitch or a big-eared asshole of a fucking husband either. Yeah. She's so oppressed. Oh, my God. She's no, Brian's afraid to get her license renewed. She said, I'm afraid to get my license. Yeah, well, get the fuck out of here. And that's probably going to be another reason why they say, well, black people can't get an ID because they're so oppressed that they're afraid to go get their ID. So we have to have fucking elections without ID. That's all what this bullshit is.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. Give me a fucking break.
Control, 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 control. That's what it's all about. Knowing about it. They don't get it one way. They make it seem another way.
Yep. You know, and that, hey, that, after a year now, you see the CDC finally said, CDC. I think CDC actually really stands for the Centers for Democratic Control. That's what it is. Yeah, fuck it. It's Democratic control. That's what it is. There is no time, said now that CDC is that 10%, there's less than 10% of COVID transmission occurs outdoors. It's like saying that I guess, less than 20,000 people, get a year get killed by fucking sharks. Well, yeah, that number is actually about 100, 150 worldwide. So, yeah, while it is true, it's deceiving. Yeah, it's less than 20,000. You might as well say it's less than 1 million people. What the fuck? Yeah, why didn't you say it's less than 1,000? Why 20,000? You know, the COVID transmission, I think, is for outdoors, whether it is actually less than 1%. But they had said at one time it was 10%. Yeah, it's less than 10%. It's actually 0.1%.
Ooh.
You know? So please, by all means now, while you're filling your trash bags with fucking gas, wear your fucking mask. Please. These fucking idiots. These are fucking idiots, man. They just believe whatever the fuck they're told. Jeez, my knee, Christmas.
Jesus. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Fucking believable. Did you see the fucking, in Chicago, they're releasing 1,000 feral cats into the city to help with the rat problem?
Yes.
Maybe they should release some lions to control the fucking crime. That's fucking people. What the fuck? They're releasing 1,000 cats. Because we got a rat problem.
That's how they deal with things.
That's
how fucked up it is.
It is. It's very.
Oh my God.
And fucking Butthead. Fucking, I don't know who the fuck this is, but Butthead and Judge, whatever the fuck his name is, that fucking Trent. He had the balls to say that. With the pipeline shit, infrastructure is a crucial part of cybersecurity, is a crucial part of infrastructure, and national security. If that's true, then why is there absolutely not even one fucking dollar in Biden's infrastructure bill to fucking address cybersecurity? Not one fucking dollar, not this year, not next year. But it has. What the fuck does child care and fucking elderly care have to do with fucking infrastructure? Yeah.
So as the bridges and the roads are collapsing, we're going to have child care.
Yeah, we're going to have child care. Yeah. He said to keep them from being underneath the bridge when it collapses, I guess.
Did you see that bridge in Mississippi? It's next to Arkansas. The crack that's in that bridge?
No, it isn't.
They've closed it down right now. Because they don't have any money to fix it. So, it's like craziness. You know, let's wait till the bridge falls in the water before we decide what we can do. But let's give money to people overseas for all other crazy shit.
We got to stop spending fucking money.
Spending the money is the crazy part of it.
If we're going to spend it, we need to spend it on things like cybersecurity and fucking goddamn infrastructure, but actual infrastructure, not fucking, I guess, Democrats' infrastructure is fucking everything, so whatever. That's fucking crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Hey, did you watch DeSantis? I watched his interview. They had a town hall with him. And I also seen him. He was on national television there. He was on a panel with, I think it was on the Ingram angle. One night he was on with gym owner, his wife that was in Broward County that got arrested, I think, down three times for ignoring the mask mandate. Even after he had passed the bill saying that nobody could be prosecuted for that stuff. And after he had heard that, and right there on national television, he said that he was going to sign a reprieve the next day, which will give them 60-day delay in court from prosecuting these two people that were sitting, I think they were facing 6 months in jail or a year in jail. And he says, I'm going to sign a reprieve tomorrow, delaying that action. And then the next time that the board gets together for the clemency board, he says, I am going to grant you and anybody else that has any mask mandates or that are in court for that stuff, then I'm just going to pardon everybody. Because that's what it's going to be. Pardon. No fines, no penalties in Florida. That's fucking a leader. I love our governor. And then they had the town hall. It was at the military. That was on Newsmax, on Spicer, I think it was, Spicer Company. This guy is—he's on the ball.
He's definitely on the ball.
He said he listened to the experts, but he looked over the data himself and made the decision that he had to make. He didn't leave it up to the experts because they're not decision makers. They're just there to create, to put the facts together for someone to fucking. You can't live. If you're an expert, you won't fucking do shit. You know, you'll be wearing a fucking mask on your ass because farts are probably, you'll be wearing all kinds of shit. Yeah, he didn't. He made the tough decision. And, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. And to be a great leader, you can't be a great leader and haven't had failed anyway. You have to have at least failed at least once. You have to know what it's fucking like. And so he makes the tough decisions. He's a great leader. You learn from your failure. Nobody's perfect. Hey, fucking the last perfect person that we had died on a cross, 2,000 fucking 20 fucking years ago. Give me a break.
Sure.
And then he also said that he passed a law that there'll be no critical race theory taught in the K through 12 school students in this state. And he asked colleges to cut out, you know, the political bullshit and focus on teaching. Yeah.
Well, that's been the key here, that these people have spoke to our children from elementary school and have gave their opinion of everything, which isn't the right opinion. But instead of going by what the books tell you, they want to erase all our history so they can rewrite history.
They want
to make it their way.
Exactly. And then he said, you got to stop no critical. No, stop that. That's stupid shit. And, you know, like, well, you can't do anything if you don't got a college degree. So let's get a degree in fucking, you know, typewriter maintenance or whatever. Some stupid shit or fucking, you know, apocalyptic fucking or hatred for Donald Trump or some shit or whatever. You have the piece of paper so you can get a better job. Yeah, what fucking better job? He also said that, you know, to this day, during COVID, he says he never touched $1 from the rainy day fund that this state has. Not $1. And managed to keep everything going and doing everything and didn't touch anything from the rainy day fund. So that's still fucking there. That is still there. I can only imagine, he even made mention, I can only imagine where the fuck we would be, where the country would be, if he only won by, he said, I only won by 1%.
Right.
If I didn't fucking win, where the hell would Florida be? And if Florida isn't where it's at, where the hell would the rest of the country be? Because everybody kind of follows, you know, Texas followed Florida. Well, if we had Gillum, we'd still be fucking lying. We'd still be fucking trying. So there'd be nobody that says, you know, well, I'm going to stick my neck out and we're going to make the tough decision. Because the information that I have shows that what they're saying, the narrative that they're pushing is a bunch of shit. So let me make this decision and do it this way, because I think from what I'm reading, this is the way that we got to go and make that fucking tough decision. And Texas wouldn't have made it, and other states wouldn't have fucking done it either. So we were very close. And the reason why they're lowering, you know, the mandates and opening is only because of red state black us. Yeah, because we forced their hand. We forced them to go by throwing them fucking wrong. You know, they're going to try to push this fucking vaccine passport. You know,
they're going to do anything.
Like, you can't go to public restroom, take a shit, you know, without a COVID pass. That's probably going to get pushed. We'll see.
I would have to agree to that.
You know,
it's more control. That's all it is about control. Yeah, control.
That's it.
And having you walk the way they want you to walk, talk the way they want you to talk. Don't have your own view on anything because they don't want you to.
Oh, God forbid. And God forbid now, even the CDC says, oh, you don't have to wear a mask if you've been fully vaccinated, this and that. You didn't have to wear it before, but at least now they're saying that. And what does dickhead fucking Cuomo do? I'm going to review the CDC's guidance as if it's not clear enough. I'm going to fucking review it. So if you live in New York and you want to get rid of the fucking mask, another woman is probably going to have to come forward and accuse him of fucking sexual harassment before he'll... or better yet, why don't they just get a Latino boy who was raised by two mixed-race racial women... to come forward and say that he molested them. Then you'll be able to do whatever the fuck you want in New York, because that son of a bitch will go completely back to fucking normal, because he'll want to get that off the... he'll want that... Oh, no. We got to get that erased. De Blasio. What's De Blasio doing? Oh, Yeah, the vaccine, they're going to give you fucking fries with that. Yeah. I'm going to go, oh, if you want to eat this cheeseburger, well, if this cheeseburger offends you, then maybe this is whatever.
I think Carmo said,
I think that's racist to fucking potatoes now.
Wait a second.
You're giving us away free because somebody takes a fucking vaccine? That's racist to fucking potatoes.
I think Carmo said they set up down in the subways where you can get the vaccine, and if you get it, I think they're going to give you like a month free pass to use the subway.
Yeah, and if you don't get it, they're going to put you onto the fucking track. Hey, you got to get the back. Hey, this is the White House's fucking secretary. The pipe is the best way to go. We're going to get right into that pipe and let the fucking oncoming train fucking thing out. Whatever, you know.
Oh, God.
I can't believe some of these shit that comes out of these fucking people. Oh, he's eating a fucking hamburger. Oh, a plant-based hamburger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People got to get fucking plants. What the fuck? You know?
Hey, Dave. Yeah. Dave, when are you going to give this plug that you had to make? You had to make a plug, you said.
I do have to make one. And I don't understand what... I get the news feeds in here, and a stupid governor from California has been on for like 3 hours.
Yeah?
I'm going to...
We needed to do more for child care. We needed to do more for TK. We needed to do more for ACEs screenings. We needed to do more for prenatal care. We needed to do more.
He's looking for more money for people who could stay home. That's what it sounds like.
Jesus Christ.
They want everybody to stay home.
They're nuts. But we know people that got to go to work.
Why do we need money for pre-K? Why do we need more money for fucking goddamn child care? If you're going to let everybody stay home and fucking pay them, why can't they watch their own fucking kids?
Well, that's what he's trying to say. We're going to get all this stuff, and then he wants to get all this extra money now.
For the Medi-Cal expansion, up to $5 billion a year in the future for the after-school programs. I mean, that's just a few.
$5 billion a year for after-school programs.
Yeah. That school ain't even open.
I know, but
he's fucking what the hell are you after school?
Well, he's trying to get money so that way he can get everybody back to work. That's his meeting for 3 hours.
Sure.
You know what a fucking shit. Sure. Okay, Samson Trees. Everybody knows Samson Trees, right?
What a great place that is.
Yeah, it is.
Now, he has plenty of services. He has services for trimming trees, pruning trees, tree removal, clearing lots, stump grinding, hauling the debris, storm services, firewood, and now he has mulch. Mulchy. You can get mulch now.
Mulchy.
It's organic mulch. It's organic.
Got to give a kickback to the fucking wise guys, or we're going to put a fucking hibachi on his mouth.
Yeah.
I heard if you got a problem with your trees, he can come out, he can diagnose it, and possibly save the tree.
Correct.
Hey, by the way, you got to see that fucking grinder he's got. And we should be fucking putting it out there. Got any bodies you got to get rid of? Man, let me tell you. That comes in just obliterate them.
Extra fertilizer, you're saying? Extra fertilizer, right?
Extra. And that's in with the mulch and make your plants grow fucking.
So in other words, we need to have like 6 trees and 1 body, right?
That's it.
Yeah. It's almost like peat moss, right? Yeah, but he has plenty of services there. So if you want to go to Samson's Trees and have him do anything you need, including mulch now, they do cover mulch. You can call him at 772-336-3456 for pricing and information.
And remember to say that the wise guy sent you. The wise guy.
That's right, yeah. Tell him that.
Patty the pipe. There you go.
There you go.
There's no better way than going through the pipe, baby. That's the back there.
Maybe we can get him to give a 10% discount if he mentions us on pirate radio.
Sure.
There you go.
Sure.
Wait, get on that. Work on that.
I'll work on that. I have to work on that for you, right? What else you want me to work on, Patty?
I don't know. Any new? Nobody sending pictures or nothing. My other business is going down the tubes here.
Oh, aren't you all such big boys?
Oh man!
Oh, this is gonna be fun. Yeah, let me kneel down in front of all of you and suck on those big cocks. Yeah, that's right. Put fingers in my pussy. God.
Hey, no better way than to do the
fucking thing. Why are you?
It's what they call it's phone service for you, all right? Porn phone service.
Oh, my God. Ay.
Did you see that fucking Ellen DeGeneres is calling it quits?
Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Season 19. I liked Ellen long before her show. You know, what, 25 fucking years ago. Time she was on top, but she was great. You know, and she says, but that's just too creative and it's not challenging anymore. I'm not sure, you know.
No, her ratings went down all the way.
Okay, so exactly. So what challenges her? How about the fact that your ratings are down? Isn't that a big enough fucking challenge to get them back up? You know, what the fuck? I don't know.
Maybe
some fucking some fucking Mandingo is taking a Porsche for a test drive, and I'm not talking about a fucking car either. She can't compete with that.
if that is truly happening, I'd like a video of it.
Well, you have so many more shows on now, talk shows. You know, that's the reason. And people, and you know, people still believe what happened with all the people that worked for her. And then she has these stupid game shows that she freaking just blasts people with shit, you know. And she laughs about it, you know. Sit there, let me spray you with urine.
Yeah, that's funny. She did give away a lot of stuff. I watched her show a couple times years ago. I haven't in a while. I always watch around, you know, the 12 Days of Christmas shit that she had. She was always giving stuff away. She gave a lot of stuff away. She really is a good person. Now, as far as working for her, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
It's time for her to give it up. $84 million a year is a lot of money, you know?
That's what she gets paid?
Yeah.
Let's hope she's not going to be replaced by somebody like fucking Michelle Obama or something. But she's making too much money fucking with Netflix and all that shit, so maybe she won't.
There's rumors about,
can you imagine,
that one comedian, the one black comedian that has that TV show with the kids, she may get it. I can't remember her name. But she's funny. She's just that one with the little kids. When kids say the strangest things or something.
I don't fucking.
But right now the number one show is Kelly Clarkson and Drew. That's the number one shows right now for talk show in the afternoon.
Really?
Yep.
Talk shows, yeah.
And I know Drew's trying to save CBS News because all the news companies they're all losing. Their ratings went down from like 10-15% in the morning down to like 1 and 2 because people are tired of listening to this shit in the news. They're getting tired. Yeah, everything is, you know, this life matters, that life matters, COVID, you know. People just want to get away from it, you know. And they're all watching the old TV shows.
What don't they understand about all life matter? It doesn't matter what color, what race you are. It doesn't matter. All people's lives matter.
Yep.
Well, they just want to keep pushing their narrative, so it stuffs their fucking pockets.
Well, the only thing that I seen positive was about Trump. They said when Trump was in, we had peace in the Middle East. That just came up.
That's a big fucking thing. And now you got turmoil there, and you got Hamas and fucking the Iran nuclear. Forget it, man. It's gonna be a mess there now.
Yeah, especially with us, if we get involved more with, you know, backing Israel, they're gonna say we're for Israel, and they're gonna start sending people over here and attacking us again. That's what's gonna happen.
And then I even see the cartoon where it said, "Oh, you know, these two broads were on a fucking." It says, "Is Israel even a country?" No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Palestine is in a fucking country, but you want to back them? Israel is a fucking nation. It's a sovereign nation. Come on, give me a fucking break. I'm beginning to wonder if we're a country, because, you know, we're going to just get rid of our fucking borders. You know, what defines us?
And
Black Lives Matter, I guess, and Antifa and all that shit.
Remember, everybody's going back to school, they're saying, by September. So I don't want to put something out there, but everybody better be safe, because there'll be crazies again in the schools, you know?
In certain areas, there will be.
People have lost their mind, and they're going to go out there, and they're going to start making a habit about killing people again, you know?
Yeah. I don't understand about in New York and everything about them attacking the Asian people now.
Oh, yeah, we got 30 seconds left, guys.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, 30 seconds left.
So one of you guys can fart.
New York, we're gonna have to say fuck the Asians. We can't talk about them now. We only have I'm sorry. I got nothing against Asian people.
You know, they showed an Uber driver being pistol whipped by one of these guys in the car. You know, robbing him and stuff, and hitting him in the head with the fucking pistol. I mean, this is craziness. This craziness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Society has changed so much because nobody has to answer for anything.
Goodbye, you sexy motherfucker.
That's right.
Goodbye, you sexy motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Oh, we just thought, I guess that's our cue that we gotta fucking go.
But before we go, remember, God bless America.
And don't put any fucking gas in plastic fucking bags.
That's right, Jekyll.
Well, they were also putting them in plastic containers. I see.
Tupperware and stuff.
Tupperware
and stuff.
They put it in everything. And maybe we have to have a public service announcement telling people, don't forget to breathe. Because the government isn't telling you that yet, but don't forget, you're supposed to breathe.
I just don't you just want to pass by them and throw a cigarette butt over?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Can you believe that shit?
Did you see that Hummer
before put it in a fucking car and then it's just going to.
Did you see that Hummer?
Mm-hmm.
The burnt to the ground?
Yep.
He had the gas in the back and it caught on fire.
Yeah.
The whole thing just went up in flames.
Fucking idiots. These people are really they're really stupid. They really are.
Until next time.
They're fucking Democrats.
Good night,
guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Arrivederci, Roma. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, have a safe one.